Stephen in Ballyclare. Good morning, Stephen.
Hi, Billy.
What do you think?
I think it's just a disgrace. Like, you know, you come play your own national anthem in your own country. If I was doing it in our country and try and play, I wouldn't be allowed. End of, you know. And you see, if the Irish Cup final hadn't been on Saturday, what else would you be disputing about this morning?
Well, we're going to talk about the marathon in a moment or two, but
you know,
how do you think people should react then, for example, at a game where an anthem is being played they don't want to stand for or they don't want to be there for?
We have to respect our country and listen to our tunes, because if we were voting in our country, we would have to respect them and listen to their tune. You know, it's going to be dispute. This country's going to be dispute for the next 10 years, because they're all them politicians is happy getting a big fat check at the end of the month. We'll continue. We'll start this here. We'll net and picket this here. We'll try this. You know, it's just getting wild. Like,
okay.
You know,
all right, Stephen. Thank you.
Good luck.
No problem. Good morning, Brian in Andersonstown. Good morning, Brian.
Yes. National anthem and within the Irish League context. Yes, international matches have no problem with that. The nationalists all their years has always been contentious with nationalists and the Queen. I remember going to Windsor Park, and I stood for the Queen with watching the international matches. And it's really hard bad it was. Way back, I remember they played the Queen in picture houses at the end of the film. Now, what was that all about? So, I mean, you can see where the nationalist people are coming from. So, they'll stand for certain, but not. I mean, it's like going to have an awesome anthem playing at every Irish League match. Is that maybe the next step? You know, I mean, people are not interested in it. They want to go and watch the sport, and that's it. Forget about playing it. And
so you don't think anyone in that stadium wanted to hear the national anthem, the British national anthem, and they wanted the chance to stand for it and show their respect? You don't think anyone wanted that in that stadium on Saturday?
Yeah, but not at the Irish League. Not in the Irish League context. International matches, yes, I have no problem with that. You know, I mean, why create a problem? I mean, as far as I remember on the report, was that it was 2 weeks or 2 days they made this decision for the play of the Queen. What was that all about?
Well, in 2013, they made the opposite decision not to play it to create a neutral environment. But also later that year at a board meeting, they decided that they would play it. So they're sticking by the decision they made in 2013.
Yes, I understand, Finney, what you're saying. But I mean, why make the decision? I mean, as I said before, everybody, I think about the majority of nationalist people years ago went to international matches and stood for the Queen and respecting it. But not in the Irish League Cup final. They knew it was going to be. Thank God there was no trouble. I don't believe I haven't read much report about it, but it could have been bad. If certain things had happened, you know. But people going to the matches, especially the Irish League and a cup fan, they don't want to have any bother with playing the Queen.
We'll stay there for a minute, Brian. I want to bring in George at this point. George, good morning to you.
Good morning, Johnny.
Explain to Brian. You told our phone room this is about respect. So tell him why this is important to you.
Brian, it is about respect, but just let me correct you on a thing there, mate. I can't have played at all Irish League matches because it wasn't an Irish League competition. It's an IFA competition, but, I mean, the format for the tournament is set out before Cliftonville enter it. So, and it's been from time immemorial that the national anthem was played at the cup final, as it is in nearly every country. You know, but, you know,
I'm
a sign of respect. What about Cliftonville's respect for the other team in the league? But here's a sign of respect, Brian. It wasn't... In 2005, Linfield played in the Setanta Cup in Dublin. It just so happened that John Paul II had died that day. Linfield wore black armbands and stood in a tribute in a minute's silence, as did every single Linfield fan down there that night, show respect. You know, that's respect. So it is in sporting terms. And as I said, mate, the format of the tournament is set out long, long, long before Cliftonville kick a ball in it. You know, when the junior teams are entered in it, including junior teams from a nationalist perspective, they know should to get to the final, that that's the format.
Look,
for the
George,
final. And in 2013, and if I can just finish, mate.
Oh, George, let Brian respond to that. Now, you've had a fair whack at it. Go ahead there.
George, all I'm saying is I want to go to a tournament. And I said before, I went to international matches years ago, lifted over the stairs by my uncle, and I stood for the Queen. I had no problem with that there. I'm talking about in the Irish League context. Anyway, Plus, as I said to you before, I said, the nicest people have a thing about the Queen all down the years on different points of view. Now, why, like I said early on about going to the pictures and having a stand for the Queen at the end of each one, you were afraid to walk out of someone saying something to you or worse. Why? I mean, why do these things? We all know the history of it here. So why antagonize people?
Brian, I know, but I mean, here's another thing too. There's two strong points I want to make. I'll get back to the sporting point in a minute, but what about the unionists that support Cliftonville and the unionists? I think it was an Ulster Scott started the club and unionists run the club. And if I'm not mistaken, the president of the club is still would be termed as a unionist. You know, what about this unionist stroke Protestant?
Does it make any difference, George, that they did stand for the anthem? We've compared it last week. For example, some black footballers in America who went down on one knee. They were there. They were on the pitch. And if you don't want to sing along to an anthem, is bowing your head a respectful way to show that you're not happy with the situation, but you're there anyway?
Here's the thing with the dead, Vinny, and this is probably the most important point that nobody, including Chris Donnelly and Jamie this morning, never picked up on. Do you see what before that match kicked off? Coleraine came out, and you've seen Coleraine players before the game, obviously, were concentrated on the 90 minutes football. Coleraine, which you need to do at that level, and you need to do on an occasion like that, and it's quite obvious that Cliftonville weren't, because this was organised before they came out, spoke about before they came out. So their minds weren't on the game. Their minds were on the 2 or 3 minutes or 5 minutes before the game. So
how did they show before the game or at the start of the game that they were not prepared? Because they stood and bowed their head?
Because Coleraine stood. You seen the concentration of the Coleraine players' faces?
Oh, in their faces. Come on, George.
Who
were the better team in the first in the first half, the first 45 minutes of the game? Who do you believe were the better team?
Who was the stronger in the end? Who had the will to win?
Just answer the question. Who answered my question, George? Who played?
Started the game off better.
There you go. So you're contradicting yourself all over the place, George.
No.
I know nothing about football, so you're really testing my knowledge.
Anybody that knows about sport knows about concentration. Watch last night.
But you're saying you could see the concentration on Coleraine's face yet at the start, but yet Cliftonville's first 45 minutes were much better.
And Cliftonville players obviously weren't on that game for 90 minutes. You know, their thoughts, and then I wonder how many of their thoughts went back to would they be punished for what they did by the IFR, what was going on, you know, in the stands, you know. Everything Brian alluded to there may have been trouble.
He didn't say there was. He said there could.
He says there may have been trouble, which there might have been. There might well have been. But my point is, as a sporting person, I would be concentrating.
They played better in the first half. So you're talking about the concentration on their faces at the beginning of the game.
The match is about 90 minutes. You know, it showed last night the concentration on the thing.
Okay.
You're getting away from my point.
Right.
My point is, Coleraine were focused on that game and only that game, and Cliftonville obviously weren't.
Okay, George, thank you. That man's giving me a headache. Jim in South Belfast. Jim, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Vinny.
Go ahead.
A couple of points I want to make, but before I go on to that, I think that the Ulster branch of GAA will be straight on to Chris Donnelly to ask him to withdraw his comments. There's no such thing as single identity sport, and under the legislation for Sport NI, you're not entitled to one brown penny if you're not cross community sport.
What do you think about the suggestion of at GAA games and the anthem that's played there, or trying to make it more inclusive, maybe to people that feel, rightly or wrongly, that it is a nationalist sport?
Right, Vinny. As the token prod who would attend the odd GAA match, because a good friend of mine is a massive fanatic GAA fan, and a number of years ago,
yes,
we had a deal, I would go to the All-Ireland final, and he would come to an All-Ireland match with me. He's now a block season ticket holder, his whole family, at All-Ireland matches. I've been to quite a number. I've been as a guest of the Dublin senior GAA team. I was there a number of years ago. That was my second final. But I respectfully stand. By the way, I'm an Irish rugby supporter as well. I go to Lansdowne Road. I stand respectfully when the national anthem's played. Okay? Mm-hmm. I don't sing it. I just stand there with my head up because I'm in that country and that's their national anthem. when it was local GAA matches, they played the national anthem. Did I sit down? Did I bow my head? Absolutely not.
Do you think there's an issue, Jim, a wider issue when it comes to sport and people and anthems and them being aware? Like, I don't watch a lot of sport, but I have watched enough matches or games to see where people aren't really paying attention. They're there, they're on their spot for the anthem, but they don't know the words and they're not really paying attention. Whereas in this game, we were paying attention to see what they were doing.
Well, unfortunately, this has been trawled through the mud, Vinny. It's a disgrace, really, but it's the club. That's the problem. The club themselves. Look, I've been an Irish League supporter for many, many, probably over 50, well, there's over 50 years. I'm 56. My first match was when I was four, right? I have seen serious disorder in grounds. I have heard things, people singing and chanting things that should never have been, you know, but never, ever have I seen a club, an Irish League club, do something like they did in Saturday, like the Clinton
okay.
did.
All right,
and
Jim.
I just want to make this very last point.
Very quickly, Jim.
Almost all of the people standing in the Cliftonville end will support teams, Man United, Liverpool, whatever. When they're across the water, do they jeer and shout when the national anthem is played? I don't think so.
All right, Jim, thank you.
Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning, Jim. 030-30-80-55-55. We'll come to Fra, to John, to George, to David, to Dan. Any women want to ring in, please. 030-30-80-55-55. We'll come back after your news at 9:33. So let's go to Fra in North Belfast. Fra, good morning. You were there.
Yes, Vinny. I was there on Saturday, and I want to congratulate the team, the players, the manager and the fans for their dignified protest. We do live in a contested space. Anthems, flags, nationality are really the crux of the division within society. So for the IFA to continue to create an atmosphere which isn't conducive to nationalists feeling welcome at Windsor Park.
You understand how they are they're in a difficult position, because obviously if they said, right, no, we will not play the God Save the Queen anthem, then you would upset some unionists. So it's a difficult one for them.
It's a balance, I totally agree. But
how do you get that balance? You either play it or you don't.
Well, funnily enough, I was going to suggest that what you have to have or should have potentially going forward is ask both teams in the final if they're both happy with the playing of what I consider to be a colonial.
And how do you think that would have the answer you would have got in this case for Saturday?
What I'm saying is, unless both teams and both boards of the clubs involved in the final agree to have that oppressive British national anthem played, then it shouldn't be played. Without total agreement, it shouldn't be played. So,
work, because obviously they did not want it played at the weekend. Cliftonville had asked that it would not be played, and you know, so that would never actually work, would it, Fra?
No, it would, Vinny, because what I suggested was both teams
must agree
would
for
have
it to be played.
In agreement for it to be played. So,
yes.
If Linfield was playing against Clorn, they both wanted to have it played, fantastic. Crusaders playing Coleraine, whatever it happens to be. But when teams, don't forget, this isn't just about Cliftonville.
But it gives a veto to someone to say, I don't want it played, therefore it won't be.
Vinny, hold on a second. There are many, many other teams other than Cliftonville who actually play in the Irish Cup. You've got teams like, you know, the Shamrock and Ardoyne. You have Newington, you have Newry. There are other like non-unionist teams and clubs that play in this who could potentially get to the final. So it's not just one club in the upper echelons of the Irish League that has an issue with this. I would contend it's probably the majority of non-unionist teams. And if you're going to have an inclusive society, we'll have to move on. And monoliths, unionist monoliths like the IFA, must come up to understand and accept that it's a divided society, and that should be reflected in cup competitions and in the cup finals.
Okay, Fra, thank you. George in Guildford, morning morning to you, George. What do you think?
Good morning, Vinny, I think that UEFA or the head of the Football Authority should fine Cliftonville for what they've done and the way they did, because every other country in the world, you have to stand no matter where you are, and no matter what Cliftonville thinks, we are still Great Britain. Whenever we get this United Ireland that Mary Lou talks about,
yes, we are part of the UK.
Protestant teams, they'll not even be able to breathe in this country. They'll have to get out.
And what makes you think that?
And another thing, way back years ago, Linfield weren't a mixed team. They were sort of a Protestant team. And they were ostracised everywhere. Now Linfield would have, I don't know, many Roman Catholic players that are mixed teams.
We're not talking about Linfield, we're talking about Cliftonville.
I know, but Cliftonville has only one Protestant on their team, and they get away with it. They should be banned.
Okay, George, thank you. David in Belfast, good morning to you.
Hello, morning, actually.
Good morning, go ahead.
I'm speaking from Corrie.
Oh, sorry about that, David. We've tried to move you from a different part of Northern Ireland.
I'm a long-term Corrie fan, and I've watched sectarianism over the years in Irish League football, and the amount of effort that's been put in to diminishing sectarianism back through from the 70s, 80s, through the 90s. And I think a lot of progress was being made, and things like it was a bit come on cool for the sash to be sung at grounds and stuff like that there, right? But now I was at the match on Saturday, and towards the end of the match, a section of the Korean fans were actually singing the national anthem in a very disrespectful way, I meant, really to antagonise the Cliftonville section of the population, of the support that was there, right? Now, I think Korean Football Club, you know, they need to...
I'm struggling to hear you, David.
Sorry, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I don't know what you're doing with your phone, but if you keep it in front of your face, that'd be great.
Sorry. You know, I think the national anthem was sung in a disrespectful manner towards the end of the match, basically just to antagonise Cliftonville fans, and I think that's a very inappropriate way to use the national anthem. How big Korean fans these are not, I don't know, but I don't want to see Korean Football Club become a cold house for people of different identities. I want to see all identities there and welcome at the club.
All right.
And I felt that the national anthem was used in a very disrespectful aspect.
Okay, all right, David, thank you. That's David and Coleraine. Let's go to Dan in Belfast. Good morning to you, Dan. Go ahead.
Danny, how you doing?
Not bad. Danny, we'll take one more after this. Go ahead, Dan.
Danny, it's just one wee singer. You know, you go to them football matches, they're all sectarian. They are, regardless, but it won't say thing you are, blah, blah, blah. But saying that, this is a question for the Cliftonville, the people that took part in that protest. How are we supposed to have a sure future when the unification of the country, which is going to happen, you know what I mean?
Well, many would disagree with you.
Well, here they can disagree all I want. It's going to happen, right? Right? Are they going to stand for the soldier song when, you know, it happens? Will our unionist partners stand for this soldier song? I'm sure they wouldn't. So, in right respect, the clubs
we're talking in a lot of hypotheticals here, Dan.
Well, it's not hypothetical. It is happening to me, and you know it. But maybe you need to pull your head out of the sand. Because what is going to happen here? What is going to happen here? And 20 years down the lane, when we have a football match, and the national anthem is going to be the soldier song. Will the unionists stand for that?
Okay, Dan, thank you. I need to pull my head out of the sand, apparently. John Scott, last to call on this for now. Good morning to you, John. What do you think?
Good morning, Danny. Danny, one of the things that no one seems to have picked up either, was that after the Queen was played, the Cliftonville team, with their heads bowed, turned to their fans, lifted their hands above their head and clapped and cheered them for being disrespectful to the anthem of this country.
And how were the fans how were the fans disrespectful? You mean
I mean, they were singing and shouting. We knew that was going to happen. We knew, because they do it all the time. But we knew that was going to happen. But I'm talking about the team being disrespectful. That they bowed their heads, which was bad enough, but after the Queen was played, they turned and clapped and cheered their supporters. Now, what an absolute disgrace. They have brought controversy into the Irish Football League, the Irish FA. It is an absolute disgrace. Tolerance and respect, that's all we hear. Tolerance and respect, but it's only one side, tolerance and respect. The rest of the unionist people aren't supposed to have anything. If I go down south to any of the rugby matches or anything at all, I would stand for their national anthem. It's only respect. I don't sing it, but I stand with my head proud that I'm there with those people celebrating a sporting event, and that's what should have happened. We knew the Cliftonville fans wouldn't do it, but for the Cliftonville team...
What about what that last caller said, or a couple of callers ago there, John, referring to the Coleraine fans and them using the anthem, singing it, trying to spark a bit of controversy during the game?
Well, you see, that probably wouldn't have happened if the Cliftonville team hadn't done what they'd done. If they'd have played the Queen, that's it over and done with. You get on with the match. But oh no, they have to... And Chris Donnelly, for him to say, he forgot to turn around and say, he said yes, they bowed their heads, and then they turned. And when they turned to their fans, they clapped and cheered their fans for being disrespectful to the anthem of this country.
Do you mean that the fans were being disrespectful, or the fact that you believe the players have been disrespectful?
The players were disrespectful, and okay. You, the fans, would do it.
All right, I mean, okay. John, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you very much. That's John Scott.